With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The National Conservation Council is encouraging Cabinet to publish a series of protected area orders that are sitting in the tank.
But this is the type of effort Cabinet needs to move ahead on. Without this, we do not show enough resolve to protect our natural heritage.
NCC Chair Dr. Ian Kirkham there during the board's last meeting of 2025, where members discussed several areas across the country that are waiting to be designated as official protected areas. Department of Environment's Fred Burton.
Tarpon Lake is one. This is one of the areas of Little Cayman that the community have always thought of as being protected. It isn't protected at this point in time. It's crown land. It's a huge, huge, huge wetland, as you all know. We are hoping to see this come under protection. If it does come under protection, we don't think the management of this area will be very different. There'll still be a boardwalk. We'll have to maintain it, but we don't want to make it into anything too grandiose.
Cayman is vying to have Little Cayman designated as a World Heritage Site. And Mr. Burton says the Crown owns a, quote, huge area of wetland and dry shrubland in the east interior of Little Cayman as well, and one of the protected area nominations pending gazettal will extend this site.
So if this and Tarpon Lake and the Booby Pond Nature Reserve are all protected and managed, then, you know, we have a much more promising outlook for Little Cayman's terrestrial site to become part of the World Heritage Site.
Also on the list of sites pending protection is the extension to the Salina Reserve, several small mangrove keys in North Sound, Sand Key, the biggest nesting colony of lease terns on Grand Cayman, and the Hemington Forest Management Plan for Cayman Brac. You can watch the NCC's full meeting online at the DOE's YouTube channel. Inspectors with the Office of Education Standards continue to hit up local primary schools heading to Prospect in early November. Prospect Primary is a two-form entry school for kids between the ages of 4 and 11. Since the last inspection, student enrollment has fallen, and the leadership has changed with the new acting principal and deputy principal starting in the 2025-26 academic year. The school has been rated satisfactory 4 times since 2019. Going forward, inspectors recommend that Prospect Primary improve student performance in English, mathematics, and science, enhance classroom management, and tailor support for students with specific needs. The full report is online at oes.gov.ky. And with New Year's Eve comes the reminder to take advantage of Cayman's Arrive Alive 345 campaign. First launched in 2000, the designated driver and purple ribbon bus programs were created by the National Drug Council to promote responsible celebrations and reduce alcohol-related crashes during the holiday season. The campaign later grew to include the Purple Ribbon Pledge, where drivers publicly pledged to not drink and drive. Arguably, the most popular aspect is the Purple Ribbon Bus on New Year's Eve, a popular walk-on, walk-off bus service that caters to all districts and encourages responsible revelry. NDC's Simon Miller.
It's very interesting to see, entering its 25th year right now, this year. You know, it's going to be exciting to see how all of our messaging and you know, coming on shows like this, Chalo, you know, seeing if people actually take it up and be responsible, leave their cars at home and ride the buses. It's not only for people who are just going out to consume alcohol. There was a free bus service for the entire evening.
Tonight, the Purple Ribbon buses are free to ride from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Grand Cayman and 9 to 2 in Cayman Brac. New inter-community bus routes include Birch Tree Hill, Mount Pleasant, Windsor Park, Prospect Newlands, and Lookout Gardens. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. The European Union has said that a new ban by Israel on 37 aid groups working in Gaza and the West Bank would prevent life-saving assistance from reaching Palestinians. The Israeli government said the groups had failed to provide personal details of their Palestinian employees. 18 Cambodian soldiers have received a hero's welcome home after Thailand released them as part of a ceasefire deal that ended weeks of border fighting. The soldiers were captured in July during the initial round of border clashes. Tens of thousands of app-based delivery workers in India are holding a day-long strike demanding better pay and conditions. The workers say they should be given a minimum monthly salary and insurance. BBC News.